brings us to our final game, the latest kickoff in the history of the XFL, Bryant. Vipers at Wildcats, 1.5-point favorite for LA at 9 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. That's a 6 p.m. local time kickoff. You're going to be there as the sun is right level with your eyeballs, and you're watching the Wildcats take on the Vipers. 40.5-point over-under in this one, and I love this matchup. And this was definitely the hardest game for me to pick. I love it, though. I'm looking at it, and the injury report, it might sway me. You got Nick Truesdell back in practice for Tampa. And I love Trestman's now with Cornelius. Even though Murray's practicing again, go with Cornelius again. Like that call. And then you got a kicker out for L.A. Nick Novak, who wasn't very good last week, had one blocked but also missed one. They've signed Giorgio Tavecchio, who has some NFL kicking experience. But they also have Nelson Spruce still not practicing, Bryant. Trey Williams, the linebacker at Auburn, he's still not practicing. Also, statistically, if you look at where these teams, LA is bad on run D, last in the league. Tampa Bay, best run game in the league. That really is going to push me towards picking Tampa Bay in this one. Even though no team has ever traveled cross-country yet in the XFL and won a game, 0-4 our team's doing that. I'm going Tampa Bay to win 20-18.
20-18, a close one there in LA. Alan, I think there's a lot of injuries for LA. Nick Novak, you're saying, out for the season. Nelson Spruce still bothered by that knee. Devin Taylor, don't forget him. He was a big factor. We saw that injury actually happen in front of our eyes, if I'm not mistaken, when we were watching that game. He came up limp on that. Looked like a hamstring more than anything. But traveling all the way across country, playing a late game, 9 p.m. Eastern, that's late. I don't even think NFL games played that late anywhere in the world. You're right in the sense that everything is coming up Tampa Bay right now based on the way they've played the last 2 weeks. LA seems to be a better football team with Josh Johnson at the helm. They're leading the league, I believe, in passing yards per game, but they're last in rushing yards per game. So there's a lot of question marks there. I'm putting this simply on the fact that the Tampa Bay Vipers are going to have a long ways to go across the country. They're playing late. I think Tampa's woes in the red zone might bite them again in this game. I'm liking LA. I like LA in this game. I'm going to go with them 30-22.
So you have an 8-point victory for LA at home. You really feel like a 9 p.m. That's a defense travels, dog. Jerry Glanville's defense going to travel. I don't see 30 points.
Jerry Glanville's, you think nights are dark in Tampa. Wait until you get to L.A. He's not going to be able to see anything.
Yeah, with those glasses on. Man, I can't wait till Jerry Glanville goes Hollywood.
Those are the things that Vegas doesn't tell you about, is Jerry Glanville shades are going to completely be messing him up.
I think he's got like a RoboCop thing going on right there, or like he's got like Terminator vision, something that he's got like stats he's reading in his sunglasses when he's wearing those, because his defense is the best in the league right now against the run and the pass, yardage wise. 237 through the air per game, 156 on the ground per game, or excuse me, flip that the other way, 237 total per game, 156 through the air, 80 yards on the ground per game. LA's run game already kind of anemic as of late. The Vipers defense is impressive. They just, because like we said, snake bit maybe those first few weeks, but a different mentality. We heard Dan Williams on the show earlier. He said it was surreal because they felt there was like some sort of hurdle, something just keeping them from punching through. Because when you succeed in moving the football and you feel it, you feel like you're a good team and you're just not getting the W's, they get it. And that just changes it. Snowball effect. I see that happening, especially when you got a defense that does what they do in terms of keeping teams, you know, in check, three and outs and all. Jerry Glanville getting after quarterbacks. That right side of the offensive line for LA has been prone to giving up some sacks, we've seen. I like Tampa Bay in that regard. It, just statistically, everything appears to be in Tampa Bay's favorite, but also I don't want to discount Josh Johnson at home. Josh Johnson with a whole week of practice pissed off because he felt like I felt like he was angrier than anybody after last week, Bryant. I definitely don't see LA going away easy. Way more than Cardell. No, yeah, way more. Josh Johnson, I could see the steam coming out of his ears last week. He was so mad. Just they had some missed opportunities. I mean, Cardell, they were never in it. They were just making mistakes left and right. But I have Tampa Bay by 2 points in this one. I think it's going to be the closest game of the weekend. But I mean, you picked Tampa Bay to go to the win the championship. So
well, I'm still before the season started.
I'm still sticking with them going to the title game. So I like where they're at in that regard too. So that's why I'm going to stick with them here. As much as I'll admit, I want to see LA to win this game. I want to see a LA house party on the sidelines again, because that was maybe the highlight of the season so far. But
I could definitely see this game being a Houston Roughnecks, Tampa Bay part two with some gunslinging out there. Josh Johnson's a good quarterback and he makes some good plays, and Norm Chow's calling a good offense. No, probably no Nelson Spruce, but there's still plenty of weapons there. We're going to see some Randy Orton poses too. Don't forget.
Jordan Smallwood gets in the end zone. You bet we will.
And maybe some Laparca.
And who knows what Winston Moss will say.
You want it? Down. I'm going to give it to you right now.
L.A. and Tampa Bay, baby. A 9 p.m. Eastern kickoff. It's going to be late here on the East Coast, but I'm going to be wearing my shades like Jerry Glanville. Might put on some cowboy boots and enjoy this one thoroughly. And it'll be on ESPN. And it's gonna round out a week number five that I expect to be as nuts as week four, week three were, Bryant. I feel like this week you just go with the opposite of what everyone is expecting, because we have seen that the opposite has been happening a lot the last 2 weeks at least.
Real quick, Alan, LA, Vince is saying we'll be fine given 2.5. You're the only one with the Vipers. Me and Jake are going with the Wildcats. It was that kind of week, I feel like. You know, it was one of those weeks where I felt like anything can happen, just like every other week in this league. And I don't know, man, it's just a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to sit there and be like, I want Seattle to win this game, because I want them to stay close. I want these playoff matchups to go all the way through week 10. I want this to happen, because if Houston keeps winning, you know, what's going to happen week 8, week 9, week 10? But Seattle can make it close. Houston might lose a step. St. Louis might not win to D.C. Like, all these things are factors that, like I said, if you told me in week 3 that D.C. was going to have the 2 weeks that they had, I would have told you you're out of your mind. But that's what happens.